Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Ben Huber and I am a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken and empower and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. And today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of Luke chapter 8 verses 16 through 18. It is so good to be with each and every one of you here today, and the best way to begin, the best way to welcome this time of prayer is to welcome the Holy Spirit. So let's just go ahead and start with the sign of the cross and welcome the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. You are our friend. The more we welcome you, the more you make yourself known to us. We ask for your presence to come upon us wherever we're at here in this morning. We ask that if we are carrying anything into just this moment of prayer, this moment where you want to create momentum in our day so that we can make ourselves readily available to you, readily available to your joy, to your love, to your peace, and to your presence. So we ask for an increase of faith here this morning as we dig deep into hearing your word. Come, Holy Spirit. Again, this is a passage from Luke chapter 8, verses 16 through 18. Jesus said to the crowd, "No one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel or sets it under a bed. Rather, he places it on a lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not become visible, and nothing secret that will not be known and come to light. Take care then how you hear. To anyone who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he seems to have will be taken away." Luke chapter 8, verses 16 through 18. Such good words from the person of Jesus here this morning. What stood out to me was really this verse that says, "No one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel or sets it under a bed. Rather, he places it on a lampstand so that those who enter may see the light." What Jesus was speaking to me here is that when it comes to being a disciple, when it comes to being one who learns the faith and demonstrates the faith, our light is not meant to be hidden. And so I ask you the question here this morning is, what gifts do you have that are being hidden, that will bring glory, that will bring goodness, that will bring life to the church? What gifts do you carry? What dreams do you have that come from those passions, that come from those desires, that come from the unique call that Jesus has given to you as his disciple? What is meant to bring light to the world? I think we can go about our days, we can go about our lives, and we have incredible priorities. We have ways in which we're giving our lives and in serving, but is there something in our life personally that is a gift given by God that's meant to demonstrate this light for the church, for the world? So what dream do you carry right now that isn't necessarily being cultivated right now that the Lord wants to shine in your life? Holy Spirit, I ask that you come upon us right now and give us insight into what that may be. And Lord, I ask that you just increase our dreams, increase the light in which we walk in as your living witness. And what else stood out to me? So that was part one. Part two, here we go. "For there is nothing hidden that will not become visible." Nothing hidden that will not become visible, and nothing secret that will not be known and come to the light. I believe what Jesus is asking for us, from us here this morning, is to discern, is to reflect upon, are there areas of our heart that we actually have not just given to Jesus, but actually brought forth to the heart of God that loves us, that cares about us, that desires our well-being, that desires the greatest future possible? Are there things in our heart that we have not exposed to Jesus? The greatest demonstration of love is a love that was exposed, that was completely vulnerable upon the cross for the sake of love, for the sake of salvation, for the sake of you and me, for the sake of showing and demonstrating what it means to live a resurrected life. That love was exposed upon the cross. And so I ask you here this morning, are there areas of your heart that you haven't exposed to Jesus that he's inviting you to expose to him here this morning? Jesus, I ask that you give us the grace to multiply the gifts that we have and also the grace to expose ourselves to you, the lover of our hearts. This has been a scripture reflection on Luke chapter 8, verses 16 through 18. Again, my name is Ben Huber. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.